Blog Talk Radio. This is not a live show. Yeah, you don't have to just stand there.
Winning.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince at the Bay.
Vince the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to Disorderly Conduct, your Wednesday night live edition. Taking your calls at 347-826-7667. I am happy to welcome all the guest listeners in the chat room. If you're not familiar with Blog Talk Radio and you'd like to chit-chat with me in the chit-chat room, it's real easy to join BTR. You just simply create an account. It's just like any other social networking site. You sign up, you create an account, make a username and a profile, and you can upload a picture, and you don't have to host a show. You can if you want, but you don't have to. And how in the hell do I have an hour and 46 minutes remaining? That's a 13-minute song? My God. I'm sorry, folks. That was I started out off there with the some live Balkan beatbox, Joro Boro. It's like a 10-minute song live at Irving Plaza, New York City, 2007. They just did a string of dates out here on the West Coast. They're going to be on the East Coast next week, I think. But yeah, so Blog Talk Radio, really easy to sign up if you're new to BTR. Just sign up. It's free. You can even host a show if you want, like a 30-minute show for free. But you don't have to. But it allows you to have a username. You can sign into the chat. You can chat with me. You can chat with my listeners. And, yeah, it's fun. It's simple. It's easy. It's BTR. And I'm Vince in the Bay, taking calls, and the lines are wide open right now, kids. I'm getting a late start here tonight. I usually try to start around 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, but I had a busy night tonight and got a late start. But I'm ready to rock. I had a good show last night. Last night played the new releases Tuesday, played some new music. That was fun. Lucinda Williams came out with a new record yesterday, and I was actually really surprised. I liked the title track. I played that last night. I'm going to play it again here in a second. It's called Blessed from Lucinda Williams off her record entitled Blessed. It's pretty jammy. I think I'm going to check out some more. I only downloaded two songs. She's got a free song called Buttercup. You can download that. That one's good. But there's also Blessed, which is the title track, which I'm going to play right now. And I think I'm going to dig a little deeper, do a little deeper dive into this new Lucinda Williams tonight. And I'll do that with you right here on the air. If you want to make a request or if you want to call in and chit-chat on the air about something that's on your mind, I'm here for you. Feel free to do so, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
By the minister who practiced what he preached. We were blessed by the poor man, but heaven is within reach. We were blessed by the girl selling roses, who showed us how to live. We were blessed by the neglected child who knew how to forgive. We were blessed by the battered woman. Didn't seek revenge. We were blessed by the warrior who didn't need to win. We were blessed by the blind man who could see for miles and miles. We were blessed by the fighter who didn't fight for the prize. We were blessed by the mother who gave up the child. We were blessed by the soldier who gave up his life. We were blessed by the teacher who didn't have a degree. We were blessed by the prisoner who knew how to be free. We were blessed. Baby, taught us the truth.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Patriot Greg.
Hey. All right, there we go. Vincent LeBay back here with you. 347-826-7667 is the number. Oh, boy. Yeah, just trying to get things straightened out with this Skype connection. Hopefully I'm on this now. Hey, you can hear me. I am broadcasting live from San Francisco, California. Taking your calls tonight for the next 35 minutes. But I'll get calls. I'll continue to play Listen to Blink. Don't want that. I don't want that. He wants it. Tell you what everybody else wants. Nobody else wants either is the goddamn assholes and let's go back to church. Pay attention to this bullshit. Yeah, obviously, there was an important speech decision that was handed down today. I don't think it was very, shocking. They voted in favor of these, Bible grippers, as, Mr. Sheen would say, the Bible grippers. One in the Supreme Court today. Of course they won. I mean, come on, it's a First Amendment right. That, you know, this is a no-brainer. But I'll tell you what else is a no-brainer. These Westboro Baptist Church freaking plates can stick it with the sun don't shine. But I'm wrong. Staying here with you. Taking calls 347-826-7667. Alrighty, so today on Twitter, I got into it with Nancy Sinatra of all people. Believe it's Nancy Sinatra tweeted today. I'm told, not really. I don't know. I've been following Nancy Sinatra because I love her music. It's great. Love dad's music. But she keeps going. I follow her on Twitter, and she's going. Charlie Sheen feels so bad that
All right. So, Nancy Sinatra goes on to Twitter, and she tweets this, quote, "We care about all people with these troubles because we, quote, know Charlie. He represents all of us. So tragic. We care about all people with these troubles because we know Charlie. He represents all of us. So tragic. Really. We know Charlie? Nobody knows Charlie. Come on. Do we really know Charlie? I think she's trying to say that we know someone like Charlie who's having a hard time or whatever. Everybody's like so quick to diagnose Charlie Sheen. I just hear a guy that's liberated. I really do. I see a guy. Looks like he quit drugs cold turkey though, because he looks like he's going through withdrawals. And I think that caused manic episodes. But I think he's still in control of his faculties. I think he knows what's up. I think he's having fun with the situation. I think this is part publicity stunt, part personal meltdown. But I think he's having fun with it, and he sees that he's got a whole brand new stage and a built-in cottage industry little audience that he can tap into. And he's picked up Twitter pretty quick. I was initially really, really impressed with how quickly he picked up Twitter, because he was using hashtags and stuff like right from the get-go. Like, he got it. And I read an article today that about how he got his Twitter up and running, and it was actually kind of interesting. Let me see if I can find it here. All right, here's the real story behind how Charlie Sheen joined Twitter. Behold the explosive power of the drug called Charlie Sheen. If you didn't hear, yesterday Charlie Sheen joined Twitter. Today, he reached 1 million followers. That's right. He got 1 million followers in 24 hours. How did it happen? Why all of a sudden did he wake up and decide it's Twitter time? And how was it that Charlie Sheen went from non-Twitterer to hardcore Twitterer overnight? I commented on my show yesterday, I think. It must have been yesterday, I guess. He joined yesterday, right? He picked it up really quick. Obviously, he got coached, and of course he did. He picked it up quick. I mean, coached or not coached, he picked it up quick. And how was it that Charlie Sheen went from non-Twitterer to hardcore Twitterer overnight? The short answer, he got a lot of help from a team of experts at Adly. It's AD.ly, a small Beverly Hills startup that focuses on celebrity endorsements via Facebook and Twitter. When Charlie Sheen started tweeting, I went to look at his homepage. I noticed, I'm reading from an article here. This is from Forbes magazine. It's a blog on Forbes magazine. This chick, Andrea Spiegel, Der Spiegel, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yesterday morning, a friend of Charlie Sheen's reached out to Adley's celebrity team and said Charlie would like to get on Twitter. Charlie said he wants to communicate directly with his fans and bypass the media. Turns out, Charlie Sheen's friend knows a couple of people from the Adley team. When Charlie decided he wanted to talk to his audience through Twitter, he asked his friend, and his friend asked Adley for help. Adley reached out to Twitter and secured Charlie's verified account. The Adley team then spent a couple of hours on the phone with Charlie Sheen and his friend explaining the tools of Twitter, the various hashtags, bit.ly, TwitPic, and other ways to use Twitter to build an audience and keep them engaged. During the call, Charlie was focused and really excited about communicating directly with his fans. He had seen other celebrities join Twitter, and he realized it was the best way for him to tell his side of the story directly to his audience. He's been posting pictures, and he posted a picture. The first picture he posted was him with Brie Olson. He was holding like a bottle of chocolate milk, and she was holding a like a naked juice or something. Typical. So these guys, Adley, are like the go-to guys in Hollywood for social media. So that's how all these people get their verified accounts. They go through these little brokers, these people on the inside like Adley, and they get verified. They get hooked up with their real name. And, yeah, good times. So I'm following him now on Twitter. And let's see, what has he done lately? Oh, he tweeted 13 minutes ago. Okay, this is what he said. This is your Charlie Sheen tweet of the hour. He just tweeted, "Ready for my next fastball world? Plan better. Applies to everything where an excuse now sits. Try it. You won't be wrong. Ever. Plan better." Face it, folks, you just feel better when you say it. Winning. Yeah. Pardon my absence. My first concern is my kids. Back soon. Yeah, right on, man. He's got it down. He knows what's up. Good for him. He's starting to follow more people. It's pretty funny. Good times. Good times. Good for Charlie. I think he's doing great. Good for him. So what else is going on? If you want to join me here, the number is 347-826-7667. Let me go to the phone lines now, and I have a 111 area code. You're on the air.
Play the night, BTR Vince.
Who's this?
Play the Knights of BTR.
Oh. Is this Nature Boy?
Play it.
Oh, my God. All right, fine. Here you go. Here's by request, the Knights of BTR. Enjoy, kids.
Like sand through the hourglass, so are the Knights of BTR. Something new to report?
Yes, I want you to play the mac and cheese commercial. Come on, play it.
Okay. The mac and cheese commercial. Let's see. Dude, I have so many goddamn files on here. It's ridiculous. The mac and cheese, that would be our good friend, the golden voice, Ted Williams. There you go.
Kraft Homestyle macaroni and cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
Thank you, very nice.
There you go. Anything else?
No, I'm leaving. Bye.
Right on, dude. Later, bro. That's right, folks. The callers dictate where the conversation goes, kids. If you want to call in and just have me play Kraft mac and cheese commercials, it's all good. I can do that. I'd rather not do that all night on the program, so hopefully that will be the only time that's going to happen. But, hey, it is what it is. And that's Real Talk, and I'm Vincent the Bay, broadcasting from the Bay. Going to get back into some more music here. Why don't we go back and listen to some more Lucinda Williams, shall we? This is another track of her new record. It's entitled Blessed. That's the record title. I'm going to try to hopefully restart my switchboard here. Yeah. And this track is called Seeing Black. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. It's Vincent the Bay.
Seeing red, did you see me standing over your
yeah. Hey, hey. It's Vince in the Bay. Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Children of all ages, you're encouraged to join me here on the air. The number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. Thank you to all of my chat room chit-chatters, especially American Citizen, Autism Blog, Brundle Fly, and a bunch of guest listeners. Yeah, Autism Blog was digging that track. That was new. Lucinda Williams just came out yesterday. I played a lot of her new record yesterday on my New Releases Tuesday program. If you missed that, check it out in the archives or on the podcast. If you are curious about any of my past programming, I've done quite a few specials lately. I did a Oscars show. I did a Grammys show. I did a Bonnaroo show dedicated to the new artist performing at Bonnaroo. I've done a bunch of different programs. Taco Land says, Vince, love your stuff, man. You are the king of late night VTR. You're too kind, Taco Land. I don't know that that's a title that I'm really searching to attain. But I appreciate the sentiment and glad you enjoy the program. And then he says it's a welcome relief from the racist Hitler the racist Hitler rooms. Right? Yeah. No. I don't want to make war I want to make love here, ladies and gentlemen, not war. I'm here to be your audio erotic host for the next, let's say, hour and 15 minutes. What do you say about that, huh? 347-826-7667. Let's go to the phone lines. And I think I have VMAC with me. Is that you, VMAC?
What's up, man?
Hey, VMAC, dude, what is new, bro?
Man, same shit, different day.
Winning!
What's been going on with you, homie?
I don't know. Winning anyone?
I don't know. Winning anyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, I had to call chicken with my homeboy. With my boy from the Bay.
That's right, bro. Oh, man. I'm so glad you're checking in with me, man. It's been a while. What's popping in the Milltown?
Fluctuating weather, fucking got a evil governor here that's taking away all the public workers' rights. They're striking. The Democrats are hiding in other states. They're holding their checks. About to lay off 1,500 people. There's no more blue-collar jobs here. And this state and city sucks. And I'm looking to relocate.
Don't come to California, bro. Don't come to California. We have a bunch of earthquakes here and gangbangers.
Yeah,
crazy.
Man.
Earthquakes every day. There's an earthquake.
There's at least
like a 7.0 or 5.0 earthquake every day in California. It's crazy. You got to buy hella insurance. Huh?
Isn't the state bankrupt down there too?
Oh, totally. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we're
winning
a $3 billion deficit ourselves. So, I mean, where's a good place to move? It's like I Googled it, and it's like really was nothing coming up. That's sad.
Look into, like Ghost says, you want to look into emerging markets.
Yeah. I think I need to go to another country. What about Europe or Canada or something?
No, dude. No, emerging markets. I'm talking like Costa Rica, Panama, you know, Central American countries.
Oh, shit.
Hey, dude, check this out. Nancy Sinatra tweeted me today.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
First of all, I love Nancy Sinatra. I think she's... I wasn't trying to troll her. I guess I was kind of trolling her in retrospect, but I was like, I love her music. I think she's amazing, an amazing artist. I love her dad's music. You know, he's fucking talk about the king. That dude is like the man.
She was getting all
sappy about Charlie Sheen. And I was like, come on, dude, he's a grown man. He can take care of himself. He's a big boy. Like, if you're going to have a bleeding heart for somebody, like, why don't you, you know, look for, you know, somebody else. There's a lot of people out there with worse problems than Charlie Sheen. You know, if she's going to be a bleeding heart over somebody, it shouldn't be him.
Thank you. Talk about all the people that in the United States may be losing their fucking jobs because of these fucking corrupt politicians. Get sassy over that. You know, yeah, Charlie Sheen just fucking his life up. You know what I'm saying? He got a habit. He don't want to get rid of it. He thinks it's funny. He's going crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, what the fuck is this feel sorry for about that guy? I mean, what is it to feel sorry for? I mean, they got, what, $1 million rehab places to go to and do all this stuff and people steady and he getting more publicity even though the number one rated shows off there, he's still getting hella publicity and he's gonna get back on television because you know how it goes and you know in entertainment. Well, one fall off of
one.
Now it's some producer.
Oh my god, dude,
trying to hurry up
exactly
and get him on TV.
He's gonna cash in big time, bro. He's going to get his own reality show. That's for sure. I mean, there's just no way that's not happening. He's going to get a reality show. And who knows, like, you know, hopefully he keeps it together and can still, like, perform in the movies. I don't see any reason why he can't go back to just doing movies.
Right.
I think he'll be okay. I think right now what he's doing is he's found a new, he's just kind of found a new lease on life, and suddenly he's liberated. He was stuck in the same job for 8 years, which in that industry, being on one production for 8 years is like, you know, it's kind of rare actually, especially in TV nowadays. So like suddenly he's free and he's like, you know, he can do whatever the fuck he wants. So, what he's going through right now reminds me a lot of what was going on with Starbury. What was it, like a year or two ago? Remember when Starbury first went off and he, like, did a Ustream show and he was, like, up at 3 a.m. In his underwear, like, doing push-ups and, like, just going nuts. Eating Vaseline, and everybody's just like, oh, you're high, you're high, you're high. They were saying the same exact shit. And he's like, nope, I'm just being me, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just doing me, whatever his thing was.
And isn't entertainment, you know, probably the only profession that you can be a total fuck-up and constantly get richer and richer?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, you can just, I mean, anything, it doesn't even matter. You know, I mean, it doesn't even matter the crime that you do because it's always going to be someone, like you said, intrigued about what's going on and why did you do this or, you know, so, yeah, he got to cash in way more than that $2.5 million shit, man. That's nothing. You know, you see, he didn't cry about it because he got to cash in even more. And he probably was tired of doing it. How long has that show been on air?
Well, oh, dude, he was on the air for years, and he's been getting, I don't know if he's been getting it for the whole 8 years, but at least up until recently, he's been getting like almost $2 million an episode, and they shoot 24 episodes a year. So you take away taxes, and he makes basically $24 million a year just on that show. Because, you know, the government takes about half of that, if not more. And
man,
plus, he's going to pay off
all his
people and stuff. So he's probably taking home in pocket, probably like around 18 to 20.
Man, wouldn't you like to be his drug dealer, man?
I think at this point he is his drug dealer. I seriously don't think he's on drugs anymore. I think he's just on Charlie Sheen. That's it.
Yeah.
I think I think the guy was on drugs and he was just to prove a point, he decided he was going to quit cold turkey. And I think he really is a badass and he's able to like get through withdrawals better than other people because he's probably done it a bunch of times already by now in the last 30 years. So yeah. I think he's a little more used to it. So I think he makes the adjustment better. But in those first couple of interviews he did after the Alex Jones show thing, he looked like a guy who was going through withdrawals to me. He was disheveled, yeah. Like sweaty. He was smoking, chain smoking.
Yeah, sweaty.
Yeah, he was just like he looked like he was going through withdrawals, and he was doing these drug tests. And the drug tests, they said they can trace all the drugs back like 72 hours or something. So like 3 or 4 days, right? Let's say. So they were able to prove that he wasn't on drugs for like 3 or 4 days. So what if he like decided he was going to do all this and knew what was up and knew he was going to get drug tested and all that? So he like decided to quit cold turkey, and like on the fourth day or whatever took the drug test. So he was already 4 days cold turkey. He was probably going through some serious withdrawals, dude. But I think he's weathered him. And since then, I've seen him in other interviews since. And I've seen the pictures of him on the internet too, and he looks better and better. Like he looked like he's getting better, you know. But I think the first couple days, the first week or so, you're just like, I think for a lot of people, even people who can weather it better than others, I think he was still going through some shit. But under it all, he's still Charlie Sheen, dude. He's still a fucking talented guy. He's hilarious.
I thought you took the words out of my mouth. Yeah, he is. He can get.
He's still the same guy.
Role,
so he's I think he's just discovering that too. He's just like, you know what? I don't need to do drugs. I am a fucking drug. It's like fuck you, people. And he's just like, he's finally like, I'm the master of my domain. I can do this shit. And there's only like a handful of people out there who can really just, you know, go balls to the wall with it like he can, and he's in a position to do it, and he's just kind of like, fuck it, I'm going to just do it, I'm going to be real now, I'm not going to be, you know, a fucking cookie cutter, whatever, Hollywood celebrity, you know?
Yeah.
All right, I got more calls here. Let's take some more calls. I got a call waiting. This is area code 219. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, bro. Who are you, and what's on your mind?
The name is Joe, and I just wanted to comment on your last caller. He was talking about the economy a little bit. And if you want really solid job security, I would suggest going into either warehousing or commercial driving. I myself am a truck driver now for about 6 months, and I know for a fact my job isn't going anywhere. I'm making probably a cool $800 a week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, and Milwaukee, you know, to give you a little history on it, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, you know about it, but this was like the capital of that, you know, until 9/11 hit, you know, you could come up here, get a warehouse job, you know, and make $15, $16 an hour, and I mean, or work your way up to that, and basically retire there. That's why it was so many people that migrated here to Wisconsin, because there was so many of those jobs here. You could go through a temp service starting off at 9, 5 years later, you're making $16, $17 an hour at a fucking warehouse driving a fucking forklift, lifting boxes, or some driving job, but it's not a lot up here no more. You know, man, I have a squeaky clean record. I've been looking for a job since fucking June, since my other job closed his doors and he retired. And, you know, I have a lot of years, man. You know, I probably have over 10 to 12 years in driving and for warehousing. And, man, I got 2 callbacks in the past 7 months. And I get on the internet every single day. You know, I drive around past Manhattan, and there's nothing here in Milwaukee. I know other places. That's what I'm trying to find, like, what other places, because, man, I can't stay here and in Milwaukee, man. There's nothing here no more, my guy.
Well, let's see. I'm 22. When I started driving trucks, I just turned 21. I applied everywhere, man. I'm talking big box stores, your run-of-the-mill Walgreens, Kmart, Walmart, and so on and so forth. And I agree with you on that, man. There isn't a lot out there. That's why the trucking company I work for is all the way out in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. That's their home terminal. They got a terminal here in Chicago where I'm from. But as far as, you know, looking around your area, I know Swift's got a terminal up there. I think they're still hiring. They'll take just about anybody as long as you got a decent driving record. But you have to have a CDL. I don't know what kind of truck classes you can get into up there, but they're relatively easy. I know here in Illinois, they'll actually pay for a 180-hour course for you as long as you're part of the workforce thing, you know, like you're on welfare or something. They'll actually pay for your truck school.
Wow. That's crazy, Joe. Hey, Joe, hang on there. We're going to take some more calls here in a second. I just want to thank everybody in the chat room for joining us here. The first hour is coming to an end, and we're going to launch into hour number two here. The number to join us is 374-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. Welcome, chat room chit-chatters, American Citizen, Autism Vlog, Beach Bum 55, Brundlefly, Chesta T, The Shit, John and Slim, Taco Land, and The Ozone. And The Ozone is trademarked. That's impressive. Good for you, Ozone. All right, kids, hang tight. We're going to be right back. But before we do anything, let's hear from my good friend who tweeted me today. That's right. The wonderful and talented Nancy Sinatra, right here on Blog Talk Radio in your Wednesday Night Live edition of Disorderly Conduct. Join me, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Daddy, they call hard times. Friday's child, that's me. Friday's child, born a little ugly. Friday's child, good looks passed her by. Friday's something look like nothing. Friday's child, am I? Get to bury.
Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it.
losers winning. Bye-bye.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Jesus Christo, my Lord, folks. I apologize. That little promo was set, the volume on that was set at 150%. Holy fuckazoid, Batman. Apologies, kids. I didn't mean to do that. That was, I don't know how that happened, how that got cranked up to 150. That's crazy. Well, if your eardrums are still with me, then I encourage you to continue listening. And if you can, call in 347-826-7667. I'm still here with Joe, the trucker. And I also have with me now, it appears to be the one angry Jew. What's up, Jew?
Why am I here?
Good question. I don't know. I was hoping you might be able to shed some light on that subject. What's up, dude? What's in your mind?
Well, let's see. I called Larry O'Connor tonight.
Oh, nice. What did he say?
Well, I ended up talking to some jitbag by the name of Schlichter or Schlichter. Or, I'm a jerk.
Oh, yeah. He's I know who you're talking about. Yeah, what about him? What are you saying?
Well,
what happened?
He's a fucking coward. These people that hide behind the mute button.
Oh.
I have no respect for people who hide behind the mute button.
Well,
I never hid behind
the
mute button.
What were they talking about? What were you? Did you get any words in edgewise, or what? Did you ask
slightly,
them?
Slightly, but they muted me. I was it was Michael Moore was the topic.
Ah, okay. Great. I hate Michael Moore, too, but, all right, why were they randomly bashing on Michael Moore? Do you have a new movie coming out or something?
No, Michael Moore has made a statement just recently that
Wait, go ahead.
That everybody's money belongs to everybody else. It belongs to the community. So if you're rich and you've got money, well, then he doesn't give a shit if the government comes and takes it or taxes it or whatnot, because it really belongs to everyone.
Yeah, well, he's a communist. I mean, that's kind of how they think. Is that shocking to you for some reason?
No. No, the Jew, right. The Jew is not often shocked.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. How do you feel about Noam Chomsky? Do you think he's a self-hating Jew or not?
Is that something that Benjamin Solomon said?
No, that's something that I have heard from other people. Not him, though, actually.
Well, Noam Chomsky has some interesting things to say. He's a bit of he's way too
no
liberal,
doubt.
But he's got some interesting things to talk about. In fact, I believe he's even changed.
Self-hating Jew, though. What do you think?
I don't know. Am I a self-hating Jew?
Yeah, to a certain extent, sure.
I guess Noam Chomsky is a self-hating Jew. What do I give a shit?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, me too. I don't care either. But it seems to be a point of contention among some people, most of them Jewish.
A point of contention
of
among
me.
Well, I am one.
Sorry?
It's not a point of contention with me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Just checking. I don't know. I don't hang out. I don't chit-chat with that many Jews. So I got to bounce it off of
for quite a while. Who else is on your line here? And I saw you had Lady Slugga. Did she ever get her operation? So is she...
Oh, I don't want to speculate. I don't want to speculate. I really don't. I don't want to think about stuff like that at all, actually. We will take more calls, though, 347-826-7667. I now have a caller calling in from area code 512. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say Michael Moore is an extreme scumbag, man. I mean, this is a guy that basically built his entire image and his media empire pretending to be some kind of a friend of the middle class. And then as soon as he got a little bit of money in his pocket and a little bit of fame, he basically let himself go on a major acid trip.
Wait a minute. When did he ever claim to be defending the middle class?
Oh, back in the days of Roger and Me, and then the movie.
That was
the
middle class?
One. Well, he was basically putting himself in the position of this crusader for the working class, you know, going up against these big, rich guys that were...
The middle,
you know,
working
down,
class.
Yeah, essentially. And that's where I come from. I come from a place where, you know, you're either basically working in your middle class, or you don't work and you're a piece of crap, or you have money and you don't live where I live, you know? So
or you're all of the above in a big bowl of shit.
With some
teriyaki sauce.
Yeah, with teriyaki sauce and some little crushed peanuts to boot. Yeah, but
this guy
purported for such a long time to be this one thing, and then it was this night and day transformation. He basically became this. I don't know if it was planned. You know, it would just be inconceivable to have planned some kind of ascent and flip-flop like this. So essentially, I really just have to believe that the guy is just absolute jackass who pretended to be,
he's an opportunist, dude. He's a total opportunist, bro.
Yeah.
He has a little pedestal that he can, you know, shout from. He's found a voice and a niche, and he tries to stray away from that and try to antagonize people, and he just ends up looking stupid.
Wait a minute, I have a question.
I used to like him. I used to think he was cool.
Yeah,
I tell you, like when he came out with that Columbine, Bowling for Columbine. I thought
it
was a great
a
movie.
Later.
I have a question.
I like his style of filmmaking too, but he's become more of like.
I was a big fan of his in the late 80s. I remember renting his stuff on VHS after the savings and loans crisis. And, you know, basically the recession hit an all-time high. And, and he emerged from that as some kind of a, you know, like this figure nobody really seen before. And then it basically comes out of nowhere. And I got to say, Bowling for Columbine, I saw the massive slap in the face to everybody that made him a rich person in the first place. The guy comes out of nowhere, basically makes up statistics, tries to demonize.
All right, wait a minute. I got to stop you there. First of all, it's Bowling for Columbine. You got to say it right.
Yeah.
But
I don't understand.
Bowling for Columbine.
What is the problem? Michael Moore's put out some good films. He's a reprehensible character. But separate the man from his work?
I believe I am. As a matter of fact, I haven't mentioned anything
about him as a personal figure whatsoever. I think as time goes on, it's harder and harder to separate the two. I think he's trying to meld his personality with his filmmaking. And quite honestly, like, I don't find him very witty or entertaining.
I think you'll find that I haven't mentioned anything about the man aside from the result of his work.
Entertaining at all. I don't think he's funny at all when he just talks on the air. I think his films are funny, but I don't think he's funny at all.
I like that parody they did of
what's that?
Michael Moore. Crap, what the heck was that movie? Leslie Nielsen starred in it. I can't remember what the heck the name of the movie was.
Cheto Putak Mata Puta Marapata.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Exactly. But you know what really makes me upset with Michael Moore is how many young people follow his films without doing any sort of research whatsoever on the background of his topics. Just
how many young people go to college and start going out to protest for things they don't even know what they're protesting about.
Exactly. See, I mean, I don't exactly have that freedom. I suppose I have that freedom, but I don't exactly exercise it because I'm busy working. But you know, at the same time, you know, hey, you're not for the war, I understand that, but, I mean, at least put a little bit of thought, you know, do a little Wikipedia at least, you know, I mean, I can understand if, you know, you got some wrong information off of the internet, but, I mean,
well,
they won't even go that far.
The Jew is not for the war. Which war are we talking about?
Well, any war, basically.
Iraq?
War against
the machines. The info war.
Well, which war are we talking about? Iraq?
Well, I was referring to the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, but
any
war in general. The war on stupidity, the war, the info war, the war on
the thing.
Basically.
The war on the Muslim terrorists.
No, I'm not a big fan of that one. But I can tell you that there are too many goddamn kids that are dying overseas, and it needs to stop. We need to bring those kids home. Let's put them to work here at home. If people keep fucking crying about all this infrastructure and bullshit, why don't we bring those kids home instead of having them blowing up shit? How about have them come out here and build shit in within our own borders here in the United States of America? How about that? You know what? I'm going to take a break and be right back with your calls. 347-826-7667.
Thank you.
Welcome back. At least three pieces of space junk flying around the International Space Station, putting NASA on full alert. Here's an animation.
Center of the drug traffic. It's one of Valmo's nightclubs. We have it surrounded.
Yahoo.
Kids, I don't know what the fuck that was. Anyways, I'm back here with the Jew and Joe.
What is that mumbling guy
your call
in Spanish?
This guy?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Yeah, that one.
It's my interpreter. Hugo.
Hugo.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Can't say I like it much.
No.
I could, but I can't.
So you won't?
I didn't.
Uh huh.
Wow.
So what else?
Did we have no Debbie Daly tonight? Because I don't see her in my iTunes. I haven't listened to her in quite a while. Is she still talking about me?
I think she's still on the air. Isn't she always on the network? Doesn't she broadcast for like 5 hours?
I don't know.
I think she's still on. I think she's like in overtime.
I have been leaving her alone. I have not been bothering her. I have not been critiquing or speaking in loud tones or hushed tones or any tones at all. In fact, the tonal quality of my speech has become quite pathetic.
You missed her ex-boyfriend, Nature Boy. He was over here earlier.
Yes? What did I miss?
He sounded like a shadow of himself. He sounded
really
deflated, depressed. He sounded like what if Charlie Sheen is sort of the upper, he's the exact opposite. He's the downer.
All right, but would you tell me what happened to Ogles?
I don't know. What happened to Ogles?
I don't know. He seems to have made a disappearance. He's gone. By the way, I have a question. I just noticed the wine that I'm drinking. I want to read you what's on the back of it. This is the first winery in the world recognized for exceptional environmental, social, and ethical responsibility and leadership and customer satisfaction. And it's an Italian wine. Now, does that make me a liberal if I drink it?
Why don't you shove it up your ass before I use your damn yarmulke as a coffee filter? All right, you piece of garbage?
That's got to go. I never liked that one. It just hangs too long. It sort of hangs at the end. I never liked it. Who was laughing,
all right, somebody's
like,
having
laughing like a woman?
Somebody's having some serious microphone issues, Jew. Are you fondling your microphone or something? Because I'm getting some weird feedback from you, dude.
Did you hear this?
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's the wine bottle twisting on my desk. Wait a minute, hold on.
Please don't do that.
Let me place it down gingerly. Let me just twist the wine glass. Hold on. You hear that?
Whatever. You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
So, you know, you play stupid bumps like that. You find a wine bottle thing.
You're reminding me of Ken Moore with like the microphone going up in the right nostril.
Well, right now you're Patrick Gregging badly.
Really? Still?
Yes.
Wow. Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves.
So what happens when you Patriot Greg. Speaking of Patriot Greg, where is Patriot Greg? Well, I happen to like that music. That's about my speed.
Oh yeah, you like this music?
Yeah. I can't make my window get smaller.
What gets small? I don't want to know what gets smaller, dude. What are you talking about?
I can't make my window smaller. What the hell?
Alright, make it bigger.
It's
than
not allowing. No, smaller. I can't grab it. I can't resize it. It's really annoying me now.
I don't know what to tell you, bro.
Well, I wish you would fix it for me. It's really annoying.
Oh shit! I lost the chat room. What happened here?
Can you fix it?
Let me open it. Reopen it here.
Apparently not. Oh, look at that! Now it's off the screen. This is bad. All right, this is not good.
You are correct, sir. Well, I'm glad you appreciate this music, Joe. This music is actually performed by several good friends of mine. On drums, Hugh Jackson. On bass, yeah. On the keys is Mike. And on the guitar, Steve Wireman. Hugh is a good friend of mine. He played performing this weekend with Jennifer Hudson and also Too Short. I'm going to try to check out his Too Short performance on day 9. Stanford, go at Tochi. Too Short's already pulled out two shows Friday and Saturday night. He added another show Sunday. Vince Bang will be able to sneak in and get recording to that performance. Bring it back to share with you here on Blog Talk Radio. That's right. It's going to be more choice cuts from Vince Vault. Check me out on the internet at vincevault.com. You can also check me out on Twitter, twitter.com
I want to thank all my Snyder Green Cam listeners, chatters, viewers. Want to find me on Snyder Green Cam. Go to fitbay.com and come camp. But at this time, why don't we listen to a little bit from our good friend here in the Bay Area, out of Oaktown. A little bit of Short, right here on Blog, you know, Sunday Night Live of Early Contact. Yours truly, Vincent the Bay. Join me, won't you? 347-826-7667.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gonna yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Why they gotta say it like Short?
Bitch.
You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dog, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Where you get that from? Brad or Mike spit one. Let me hit that blunt. MC 8 Ball and MJG. Keep spitting that G to the IMP. Bun B, that's Texas, baby. Ballin' G, that's Memphis, baby. Short Dog, that's Oakland, baby. Ain't nothing but pimpin' these days, G. My nigga C got locked up. But these real hoes still know they got the buck. Give a fuck, nigga, what you say. Short Dog, fuck with UGK. Do you really wanna be like me? Spit game like Snoop and T.I.P. Pretty girls in the VIP. They came with Dre. They don't need ID. Blow the whistle. Your mind is gone, your brain is laid. You've been wide awake for the last 3 days. Popping pills, it goes down for real. Don't stop, just keep rolling downhill. Crash and burn, can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much, you can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long. Time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my shit gets around. See the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL. Houston and L.A., ask Dave Chappelle. By my rich bitch, you got it from me. And made $50 million, I'm proud of you, G. But I'm crazy, you don't want to be like me. I come from East Oakland where the youngsters get hype. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
Yeah, yeah.
Too Short. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't fuck with that.
PBR Street Gang is almighty, almighty. I copy, over. Quit hiding. It's embarrassing, dude. Next subject. Here's your first pee test. Next one goes in your mouth. No, you won't get high. It's all good. It's all good, guys. Quit panicking. Quit panicking. No panic, no judgment. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? The goddesses? We're not live, are we? The Bible grippers. Like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie. Never has. I don't know. Winning? Anyone? I don't know. Winning? Anyone? We're not live, are we? I'm so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning every second. Sorry, man. Didn't make the rules. Oops. Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning. Bull. S-H-I-T. Deal with it. Oh, wait. Can't process it. Losers. Winning. Bye-bye. Is guys like you and I and Nails. And all the other gnarly gnarlingtons in my life. No way, those guys, damn. If he chooses to do so, he will stop your heart and he will behead you. That's what we do. There's not much you can say other than genius. My motto now is you either love or you hate, and you must do so violently. And the reason you must hate violently is because, and you have to hate everybody that's not in your family, because they're there to destroy your family. And they will come at you in all forms and shapes.
and therefore there's nothing in the middle. I don't live in the middle anymore. That's where you get slaughtered. That's where you get embarrassed in front of the prom queen. And I just, it's just not an option. So, you know, within that is tremendous focus and tremendous clarity and tremendous peace, because you have absolute and total resolve about your decisions. If you love with violence and you hate with violence, there's nothing that can be questioned. And people say, oh, you know, you're going to work through your resentments. Yeah, no, I'm going to hang on to them, and they're going to fuel my attack. And they're going to fuel the battle cry of my deadly and dangerous secret and silent soldiers, because they're all around you. Anyway, thought you were just messing with one dude. Sorry. Winning. Nice try, fellas. I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Opa.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning, you know? Well, I'm not Thomas Jefferson. He was a pussy. Do the math. I'm done. It's on. Bring it. As I say, I ain't hiding. I will love you violently. If you infiltrate and try to hurt my family, I will murder you violently.
In the info war.
In the info war. Winning.
Okey-dokely, it's Vince of the Bay back here with you. We've got about 24 minutes to go. I got the Jew, I got Joe, and we have you if you join
the
us
Jew
now.
The Jew is being anti-gay.
Why?
I just felt like it. I don't know. There's some of that idiot beach bum cut and run. Wish these people would take me on. You know, I'm at my best when people are coming at me on the phone from all angles. That's when I'm at my best. That's when I'm the most interesting.
Winning.
It's when I have the most fun. I'm getting bored with Blog Talk Radio. Can you tell?
Or is it more like Blog Talk Radio is getting bored of you?
Apparently not, because when I went on the Stage Right show, I was introduced as the most infamous in Blog Talk Radio history, or something like that.
Wow, that's pretty prestigious. Wow, they hyped you up. That's good for you, man.
So apparently, I have not lost my cachet. Can I say
did
that?
Did you get to talk to Dake?
No, I got to see her, but I didn't get to talk to her.
Oh, you can look, but you can't touch.
Well, yeah, she's a blonde. She's not that special. What's going on with that?
Oh, she's a feisty little one. You should follow her on Twitter. You got to get more engaged in the Twitter. You talk about maybe you should employ Adley's services, bro. You
got to
get up and running. You need a presence on Twitter, bro.
I am Mayor Emmanuel. That's me. I'm outing myself for the first time here.
Put the link in the chat, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Really, you don't know?
Is it you do like a hoax Rahm Emanuel account?
That's me, yeah.
All right, well, put the link in the chat so I can see what kind of material you got up there so far.
Okay. But I am getting bored.
No, I feel you, bro. I feel you. Yeah, it is. Well, you know what's going on? BTR is in a real lull period, especially late night. So many people have defected and just left BTR for a bunch of different reasons. But in mass, recently in the last month, there's been a drop off because so many hosts just left. They just gave up on it. They're just not here anymore.
Well, where'd they go? They must have gone somewhere.
Wherever they went to, Talk Shoe. They went to whatever, dude. Yeah, they're doing podcasts. They're doing all kinds of shit, dude. People just left. A lot of people left.
Podcasts are not the same thing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm still fucking here. I don't, you know, until something shows up that does this better than BTR does, you know, I'm here. I'm really, you know what, I'm really disappointed that Larry doesn't do his chat anymore in the BTR side of things.
Well, I think it's more interesting chat.
Where, on Ustream or on BTR?
On BTR.
Yeah. All right, let's bring out some more calls here. I got area code 251. You're on the air.
Going on?
Cletus, what's going on, man? Long time no talk to you, brother.
Yeah, I've been busy, man. Been busy. I couldn't sleep.
Good for you. Good for you.
I figured I'd try to call in. What happened to Nature Boy on this show? They canceled the Niles. I kind of...
Nature Boy broke up with Diesel Kilgore. They're no longer a thing, and Diesel Kilgore confirmed that last night on my show. And Nature Boy just called in tonight, and he sounded really dejected and weird. And he just asked me to play like a couple of clips. He wanted me to play the Days of Our Lives or the Nights of BTR thing. I played that for him. And then he's like, "Oh, play the macaroni and cheese commercial." And I played the macaroni and cheese commercial, and then he left. It was really weird. I don't know what's wrong with that guy.
You know, I hate to hear that. Them guys been friends for years and stuff like that. I really hope they don't let anything get between them like this or whatever it is. You know, I mean, they've been friends this long. They don't need to let nothing break it up.
Oh. You know what? I haven't talked to you, Cletus, since this whole Charlie Sheen is blown up. What's your whole take on that? What do you think of Charlie Sheen and what's been going on?
To be honest with you, I don't really give a shit about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
typical shenanigans. It's nothing new to you. You're like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird how like he's gotten in trouble a lot. But I guess this is the first time he's had a big thing in the new era of Twitter, and he's just getting in tune with that, and it's kind of interesting to see him discover it in real time, you know. But it's kind of interesting how I think the way to get out of your contract nowadays is just to get fired for doing something just stupid, but isn't really that stupid though.
Yeah, he's self-destructing. Yeah, that's me. He's just
winning.
Going downhill. Well, I guess he calls that winning. I don't know.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Yeah, but like I say, it's got old.
Bull, S-H-I-T.
You there?
I'm totally here, bro.
Well, I hope you can, you know, bring them Nature Boy and Diesel back together, man. I mean, you know,
I would like
come on,
everybody.
Guys.
You know what?
You know,
I would like nothing better.
Let's get over that.
You know what? I'm right with you, Cletus. Like seriously, I would like nothing better than everybody make amends, get back together, and have a good time here on late night BTR because it's fun here. When BTR is cooking, and people are calling in, and all the characters are here. It's fun. It really is a good time. But when people are like sulking in the corner and they're just being, you know, just being stupid, just being catty and, you know, acting like they're in fucking high school or something. That's when it just gets kind of, I don't know, it loses its luster and it gets boring. It does. It gets kind of like petty. And I think that's
look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Vince, that cliff's got old 1,000 years ago. Yeah, maybe
whatever.
You can bring them back together, though, man. You know what I mean?
I would love to broker any deal. If you gave me a chance, I would sit down with the head of fucking Hamas and the head of the of Israel and make amends, dude. We would fucking pack a fat bowl. We'd smoke it to our heads, and we'd get a peace deal going, bro. We get a little peace pipe going around the room. It'd be all good. We'd be breaking bread, then we'd be eating it together, laughing, having a good time, all good in the hood, bro.
Well, maybe
peace,
you can
love, joy, and happiness for everybody.
Maybe
winning.
Vote a show to bring them back together. How about that?
Yeah. I got another call here. Let's go to the 512 area code. Who's this?
Hey, this is Taco Land in the chat, man.
Oh, yeah, Taco Land. What's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I absolutely love the idea of like a Boosie Sheen ticket for the next presidency of the United States, man.
Yeah, I'm all for that, too.
No, seriously. I think the only problem is like deciding like who's going to be the president, who's going to be the vice president, you know, because like...
Oh, Charlie Sheen would be the president, of course. Boosie is the backup because that's what keeps Charlie alive. They won't assassinate him because then they'll be like, fuck, then we have Boosie.
Same thing.
It's the same thing with Bush. The same formula with Bush. The same formula with Obama. You get a backup that you're like, oh, fuck, if he goes down, no, we'd rather have him. You know? It's smart.
Yeah,
it's smart card to play.
And you gotta imagine the... you know, every time that somebody hands the president, you know, some kind of PR thing that he doesn't want to have to deal with, he always hands it off to the vice president, you know. And that's where you get the real press generated from, you know. And like that would be some really righteous stuff, man, you know. I mean, you got like a couple of balls of, you know, astral fire like burning there in the White House, you know, and like Sheen's going 24/7 on cocaine. Oh, I mean, I'm sorry, not cocaine. The power of his own mind. Yeah. Like, how dare I?
No, he's on a drug called Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I forgot, man. I accidentally called that massive amounts of cocaine.
Winning.
And I don't even know where I got that from, but yeah.
Deal with it. Oh wait, can't process it. Losers. Winning. Bye bye.
I have somebody that's listening in. They don't have their hand raised, but I can't get over the name Fish Tank Shitter. It's fucking hilarious. I don't know who that is, but if you want to join the conversation, Fish Tank Shitter, just press the numeral uno, and that will raise your hand and allow me to process. Want to join the conversation here. After all, we only have about 10 minutes to go. Anybody else who wants to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. Skype works as well. You can call in via Skype. Press the number 1, and that raises your hand and lets me know that you want to join the conversation. And we can chop it up about anything. Big ups in the chat room to American Citizen, Autism Vlog, Fat Red Dragon, FMPU, Taco Land, Talking with Tracy Gamore, and the Ozone. There you go. 347-826-7667 is the number.
Winning.
What's so funny, dude?
I'm like really new to BTR and whatnot. I have no idea
yeah.
what significance that clip is supposed to mean, but I just every time you do it, I fucking giggle.
It sounds like there's more than one of you that's giggling. Am I wrong about that?
No, I'm in the basement of my house right now. It's cell phone reception.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
You gotta love trolls. I mean, trolls in all walks of life. Your comment trolls, some of the shit they say is funny, and their insults are fucking retarded.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure, man.
When I started doing autism vlog, I mean, you get all sorts of trolls on that.
I'm
oh,
a
he
troll
was retarded.
And a liar.
He looks retarded.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Yeah, I was like, stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Why can't someone insult me with some damn Shakespeare for once, you know what I mean?
I'm a troll and a liar.
Yeah. Whatever. All right, we got a couple minutes left to go here. 347-826-7667 is the number. Still have plenty of time to take calls. It's been fun hanging out here with Joe, and VMAC joined me earlier. The Jew is here with me now, as well as you. If you want to call in and join us, but you got to do it quick. 347-826-7667. And now for some new music. I kind of like this track from Adele. I don't know if you people are into Adele. I don't know. I think I'm getting really soft because I'm starting to like music with chicks that sing. Like I've been listening to this Lucinda Williams and Adele and Florence and the Machine. I think I'm turning old and soft and gay or something. I don't know what the deal is. All right, Fish Tank Shitter finally.
You liking chicks with talent makes you gay?
Yes. Fish Tank Shitter's now raised their hand. Fish Tank Shitter, what's going on? Who is this?
Nothing, man. Nothing. What's going on with you?
Just get ready to wind up the program here. I was talking earlier about a lot of different things. I had a little Twitter spat with Nancy Sinatra, so I played some Nancy Sinatra music.
Yeah, did you play the fucking Boots song?
No.
Good. Jesus, am I sick of that fucking thing.
Exactly. No, I played another one that I really like called Friday's Gone. Wait, no, Friday's, what Friday's on my, wait, what's the name of
no,
it?
No, you're thinking of fucking.
Friday on my mind.
You're thinking of
no, Friday's, Friday's Child,
Friday's Merry-Go-Round, Acid Hit, Donut Shop.
That one right there. Fucking got a good fucking beat, too. Like, I can't believe that hasn't been sampled by a fucking hip-hop artist yet. Like, just that right there. I can be Sam.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Oh. Yeah. 3, 5, 4.
And that's perfect. You could sample that, loop that, do some scratching over it, say bitch and hoe a couple of times. You gotta hit.
Kanye West would take that beat out and buy it dinner and then bring it home and make Sweet Love to it.
That's right.
Wow.
So, Fish Tank, what else is on your mind?
Nothing, man. I heard you were talking about Charlie Sheen and stuff. Man, what do you think about that guy these days? He's pretty good, right?
Winning.
He is winning.
Absolutely.
He's I think, really, for people like me who spend a lot of time, like, indoors and don't, you know, we don't spend a lot of time in your world. We kind of do it sort of behind closed doors because we're usually holding, you know, skinned chickens and jerking off and things like that. But Charlie Sheen has become sort of a pop idol for me, you know.
That's great. Yeah, he lately he has for me too. I love what he has to say. I think he's hilarious.
I think, you know, he's got his stuff together.
I don't know, winning anyone?
So, I did like his comments about the 7 gram rocks. That's just how he rolls.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I think he is. I think as far as like having tolerance for drugs, I think he's on another level in many ways. Absolutely. Like he's got good genes. I mean, look, his dad like did a lot of drugs and stuff and, you know, and survived. I mean, he had a heart attack. His dad had a heart attack during the filming of fucking Apocalypse Now.
I had a heart attack during the watching of Apocalypse Now.
Me too.
That was some fucked up stuff they did in that movie. I didn't like it.
Lawrence Fishburne was like the same age as in that film as his daughter was when she started her first film, I think.
Yeah. How old was she?
She's 19, isn't she?
I hope so. She said she was, I swear.
Yeah. You know what film I'm talking about, right?
Is it a snuff film?
No, she's still alive, dude. She didn't. Nobody killed her.
Well, I don't know. You got to give me more to go on if you're going to ask me random questions.
Oh, you didn't hear about Montana Fishburne last year?
Did you not hear me tell you I don't get out of the house ever?
Oh, well, my bad, fish tank.
All right. What's up with Miss Fishburne?
Okay. Last year, Montana Fishburne signed a contract with Vivid, I think it was, Vivid Video, to star in a porn film when she turned like 19, I think. She decided she was going to, like, you know, do a porn film. And she shot this porn, and it was about to come out. And her dad, Lawrence, went to the production company that was going to release it, or the distributor, and offered them like $1 million to buy all the copies, and they said no, and they released it. And if you Google Montana Fishburne, she's got some funky name like Chitty Bang or something. Like, no, that's a rapper. She's got some weird name, but if you just Google Montana Fishburne, it'll give you what her porn name is.
Yeah, I think we should leave her alone, don't you?
You know, I wouldn't kick her out of bed, that's for sure.
Man. But
it is what it is. I'm Vincent LeBay. Thank you all for joining me tonight. Big ups to Fish Tank Shitter, One Angry Jew, Joe Nature Boy, and everybody else for tuning in. I'm Vincent LeBay. You can check me out here pretty much every night at 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I got a late start tonight. That's why I'm going over. That's why I'm on now. I'm usually off the air by now, hence the reason why I'm so fucking tired.
Deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers winning. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie. Cletus, thank you for calling as well. Appreciate hearing from you. Glad you're doing well. Glad to hear from you, brother. Sorry to bore you with the Charlie Sheen bullshit, but I think it's hilarious. Anyway, I'm Vincent LeBay. I'm out. Here's some new music. Dropkick Murphys. Peace out. Later. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VincentLeBay. Bye. Twitter.com/VincentLeBay. Peace out, yo.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.